Hi, I'm Liza, and I've been reading tarot professionally for well over a decade. And this is Tarot for the Modern Reader, the podcast that will teach you simple, actionable techniques to read the cards with more clarity, accuracy, and ease, so you can get real answers to real questions for real people, including yourself, in today's modern world. Whether your readings are for guidance or prediction, I'll help you 86 the doubt and confusion and take your skills and confidence to the next level so you can become the best tarot reader you know. This is Tarot for the Modern Reader. Hello and welcome to the Tarot for the Modern Reader podcast. I'm your host, Liza, and this is episode number 28, Your Soul's Divine Purpose with the Star and the 8-8 Lionsgate Portal. Now, unless you've been living under a rock spiritually, and if you're a listener of this podcast, then my guess is you haven't been, then you've heard about the Lionsgate Portal. And in this episode, I want to not only share what it is with you, but how it can benefit you. Sometimes in spiritual communities, we can be hearing all the hype about something, but come away from it still not knowing exactly what it was or why it mattered. So let's get specific on this. What we're experiencing right now is a galactic alignment between the Earth, our sun, which is a star, and the star Sirius, which is known as our spiritual star or our spiritual sun. Sirius is only 8.6 light years away, so it's one of our closest astronomical neighbors and certainly the brightest of any other objects that close to us. As a matter of fact, it's actually the brightest star in our sky. It's 25 times brighter than our sun, and it's a binary star, meaning it's two stars that revolve around each other, Sirius A and the white dwarf Sirius B. It's in the constellation of Canis Major, so for this reason, it's also often referred to as the dog star. So there's just a little bit of astronomical history for you. But why does any of this matter? Well, every year there's a period of time where the Earth, the Sun, and Sirius line up. But it's really not just these three. At this exact time, the stars of Orion's belt also form an exact alignment with the pyramids of Giza. So all of this, all supporting the idea that our ancient predecessors and ancestors knew that this was a very auspicious time. So how is this relevant to us? Well, as mentioned, Sirius is considered our spiritual sun. When we're in this alignment, the messages that Sirius has to share with us are easier to receive. Like, honestly, any conjunction in astrology, the aspect isn't just powerful at the precise moment it happens. We also have this range, right? Like the days leading up to the precise conjunction, you know, where it's growing in power, and then the days after also hold strength as well. So this portal refers not only to the alignment itself and the portal of light or energy that we're in, but also in terms of time. This is a portal that is open from one end of the range to the other for approximately 2.5 weeks. So the Lionsgate portal began to open on July 26, and it closes on August 12. However, it reaches its peak on the 8th, August 8th. Which is 8-8. And that's the date that everyone focuses on. Why? Well, again, like I just said, the portal reaches an exact alignment on this day between the Earth, the Sun, and the star Sirius. These two stars line up like two beautiful suns. But it's also a significant opportunity for manifesting. And the number 8 is not only a money number, but a number of abundance. So 8-8 becomes a powerful number for manifesting in and of itself. And, you know, this is the date of the precise alignment. So it just becomes a very powerful day for this type of energy and this type of work. So then what exactly is this portal? What does that mean? Well, to best describe it, it's like a time of intense cosmic energy that's flowing between the physical and the spiritual plane. So during this time, but particularly on August 8th, there's an intense amount of light that is being showered down to Earth from the star Sirius. Now, this is incredibly high vibrational light energy, and this will awaken your DNA. This is going to activate your energies. Literally, as the sun is shining its rays of light down onto us, Sirius is also showering us with unseen rays of light messages. So when people talk about light codes, this is what they mean. You're literally absorbing codes from the light, even though you don't see it. Now, if that still sounds like really woo-woo, even for this podcast, then the next obvious question is, what exactly does that mean? Or why does that matter? Why should I care? Well, what it means is that this is a time of awakening your divine light. And what I mean by that is that we all have a divine purpose here. We may or may not already know what it is, but it's the purpose our soul came here in this lifetime to pursue. I'm sure many of you are listening to this podcast in your car, on your way to or from work, or appointments or errands. Maybe you're at the grocery store or doing chores of some sort. There are many hats that we wear in life and many things that, you know, we have to accomplish in a day to keep all of the balls in this muggle life, you know, going, right? We're juggling it all. And while there are many people who are very fortunate to be doing the work that lights them up and that they feel called to do, there are just as many, if not more, who are working a job to make ends meet. Or even if the money is plenty, they're doing that job because the money is good, right? So there's a lot of people who are working in a job or even a career that don't feel like it's necessarily lighting the fire of their soul, but you know, it's something that they either need to do to put food on the table, or the money is really good and it's giving them a lifestyle that, you know, is also enriching. There's a million reasons that we work the jobs we do or do the things that we do in our life. So while many of us are not working in our divine purpose, you know, we might be serving our divine purpose in other ways. But either way, there's the possibility that we aren't doing what we're meant to be doing at the highest level. Like, not all of them have to be a job that pays. Like, you could be someone whose purpose is to bring joy to other people through, you know, something that you offer or something that you do, whatever. It doesn't have to be a job, but just for the sake of this conversation, you know, and for the sake of trying to choose an example that's easy to understand, that's the one that I'm working with. So we often think that we're humans having a spiritual experience here with all of the spiritual endeavors that we pursue. But the truth is that we are spirit and we're here to have a human experience. You incarnated here at this time on this rock on purpose. We are at a turning point in our evolution. There is no mistake about that. And you are here now because you decided that you wanted to be here at this most tumultuous time in history to help humanity evolve. And you do that by using your sacred gifts. So the problem is that many of us just don't know what that is. We're so busy getting through our daily lives. So let's just take a little sidestep here. How does this relate to the star card? Well, the main star on that card, the eight-pointed star, is often referred to as Sirius. The water bearer in the card is a symbol for Aquarius, the sign that this card is associated with. And if you believe in starseed races, then this association will make a lot of sense to you, as the Sirian race is very Aquarian-like, and you know, they're considered a vast wealth of knowledge, much like the Aquarian would be. The Sirian race is actually a much older race than the human race, obviously, that makes sense. But they send messages to us to help us remember our purpose here. It's also said that they contributed quite a bit of knowledge to the seeding of the human race, which was known as the Great Experiment. And Sirians understand that all things are interconnected, and the vibration of the planet Earth has an impact of the vibration of everything else in the cosmos. So it's their mission to help us, for us to reconnect to source energy, to remember who we truly are, to raise the consciousness of the Earth and its people, and to generally help humanity evolve. All very Aquarian and very star-like. And on that note, it's also often said that the water bearer on the card is actually indicative of the goddess and priestess Isis, who is also very much associated with Sirius and the Syrian race, as are the people of Egypt. Now, you might also be wondering what your divine purpose is. So let's bring it back to that. Bring it back to, you know, how this matters to us in our daily lives. So you may not even know what your divine purpose is. You might feel like you have no clue. And honestly, I believe that it's evidenced to us in the things that we absolutely love to do, the things that drive us deep down inside and fuel our passions. Like, if you know that your current work isn't your life's mission, it's a good time to ask yourself what is during this portal. Is it a hobby that you currently pursue? Now, I know some people will say that when you turn a hobby you love or you're passionate about into your business, then the passion starts to fade. And I want to say that this could be true, but honestly, I also think that that just means that there's some tweaking to be done or some bigger pieces to be recognized, because I don't know, here's what I believe to be true. For me personally, I could never make the impact in the world that I want to make with my gifts if I wasn't getting paid for it. At the times that I have had to work other jobs, I just didn't have nearly as much time or mental bandwidth for those passions. So I get it. You know, now I feel like I'm in a position where, you know, I don't have to make those choices as much. We can't all just up and quit our paycheck jobs tomorrow, right? So there's a turnover period for that. But on that note, it may not even necessarily be your work. It's also possible, you know, that your job that you do is the job that you're meant to do. And the way that you are meant to serve could be in a way that is unrelated to your work. So again, even though I'm using the topic of work as the most common pursuit here, you know, it is possible that it would manifest in another way. It's a start, you know, finding and recognizing what your mission is and working toward a life of fulfilling that is really what the ultimate goal is. But everyone is different. So yours may not even be something that has to do with your career. It might simply just be being who you are, an empathic listener to those who need it most, a steward of nature, a maker of magic in various ways. So for me, learning to read tarot was just the tip of the iceberg. That was turning my passion into a small business. And that was the start. It led me deeper down a rabbit hole. And when I was able to stop working other jobs, it really allowed me to devote even more time to this purpose. So what about you? What comes up for you when I talk about these things? Are there things that are popping into your mind right now that maybe it could be this, or maybe it could be that, or gosh, that makes a lot of sense. Well, here's this thing I've been, you know, working on or following. So here's just a few practical tips. First of all, just sit outside in the sunlight and let the rays of both stars pour over you. Silently, your body is absorbing all of those codes. You may not know it or feel it at the time, but important things are happening. Now, for the last 2 years, I sat outside in the morning and both years had a flash of insight. And honestly, I didn't even understand the message at the time, but it turned out to be very specific to my path and my work. It wasn't the answer to everything, but it was the next step on my path. It was like a key. It gave me a door to unlock and explore. So just allow whatever wants to come through naturally. Don't censor your thoughts, even if they don't make sense at the time. And if you're wondering, you know, if you find yourself wondering what in the world your mission or your answers could be related to, well, what are you up to right now, this week? So, I don't know. Also, I feel like sometimes I am so busy looking for the spiritual message, you know, just turning over rocks, digging, trying to find that thing, that I didn't even notice that it was with me the whole time in my mundane life while I was busy looking for it. That's why I say, what are you up to? You know, what's going on this week for you or last week? Is there anything that's been coming up that feels significant? Anything new or gives you butterflies? Sometimes the answer is in what you've been doing. Like, while I am, you know, turning over rocks looking for my spiritual message, you know, all day long I'm working on this particular project. And it turns out that maybe that particular project is the message. That's why it's coming up in your life like that. So to wrap up this episode, I'll give you my example. So I've been working on something for a little while now. Now, while my business, my online business, has always revolved around tarot, my personal spiritual practice encompasses so much more. You guys know this because I talk about other disciplines like astrology quite a lot. I have a personal practice of holding ritual for both new and full moons and Sabbats as well. And for the past few years, I've held small in-person gatherings. So not online. My online business has always been in the tarot vein of my practice. But, you know, I've had these in-person gatherings that I've been hosting for years now, where I've taken other people through these rituals as well. Even though, you know, in the online world, my business has always just had this, you know, tarot cover. Everything is, you know, part of my tarot business. But a few months ago, I pulled a card, and the meaning that was given for that card was, you are being called to create the community you wish to find. It was like that whole message of, if what you're looking for doesn't exist, then make it yourself. That if you're unhappy with what you're finding, then maybe it's because the solution isn't out there, but it's in here. That I'm not going to find the community that I'm looking for because it's that community for me to create, if that makes sense. So I've been toying with this idea of offering an intimate monthly live group ritual online for the new and the full moons, a place of circle, community, sisterhood, learning to work with the cycles of nature to make our wildest dreams a reality. You know, a lot of the stuff that you hear me talk about throughout the podcast, you know, as I'm talking about the different tarot cards, you hear me talk about a lot of this stuff. And a lot of that comes from my daily practice. So this is something that I'm already doing personally, and I'm doing it, you know, in person with other people. But as the Lionsgate portal began, a series of events has really brought this front and center. I didn't have to go looking under any rocks for my mission or to find what I should be paying attention to at this time. The muse has literally come in stronger than a wrecking ball with Miley Cyrus riding it. And my only job was to go with it. So I have been writing and creating nonstop for 2 weeks. What was once a lovely wish or a thought, or even when I first got that card, like, oh, wouldn't that be nice? But like, that's not for me. That's not my business. That's not what I do. And now here we are, and it's fully taken shape. And I feel more certain than ever that I am being called in the right direction. So that feeling that what I am doing is important, both for the earth and her inhabitants. So I'll share more about that in the upcoming weeks, but for now, I just want to leave you with your marching orders, which is to find at least 10 minutes to sit mentally uninterrupted and let whatever comes to you come in. Now, I do have a tarot spread that can help you with this, and I'll link it in the show notes. It is inside of a previous blog post from several years ago. That post actually has a trio of spreads in it, including a spread for Leo season. So you might actually find both of those useful, but it could help you begin to recognize the breadcrumbs that the universe is trying to leave for you. Now, these are the positions in the spread that are answered. So if you go to the link and go to this post and pull up this spread, there'll be a graphic there for you. And then these are the questions that the spread answers. There's six of them. Number one, what is my divine light or soul purpose? Number two, how can I best begin to work with it? Three, what can I pay attention to activating in my energy field? Four, what signs can I watch for to reinforce that I am on the right path? Five, what can I do to best receive the light that will be showered on me? And six, how can I make the very most of this cosmic energy and divine guidance? So if any of those questions sound good to you or sound like they're the kind of questions that you're trying to answer, then go ahead and go to that post and pull up that spread and it'll all be right there for you to reference. So have fun with this. And remember, your only job is to be open to the message. That is it. So thank you for joining me on this week's episode, and I hope that you have learned something new about the Lionsgate portal, or at the very least, are inspired to work with its energy. So until next week, bye for now.